What's going on, everyone? So, welcome back to the Health Hitters Project. I just want to quickly put out there, I'm sorry that nothing went up over the weekend for a Q&A episode. We were busy, but also at the same time, I don't want to just bring something to you that's rushed. I don't want to just bring you content just to bring you content. I want the content to be quality. I want it to help you. So, in that instance, we have a question for this weekend. So, there will be one out, and we have the time. But yeah, like I said, if something doesn't go up, it's not because I've forgotten. It's not because I don't want to put anything up and I'm being lazy. I don't want to put up content that's rushed. I don't want to put up content that's not going to give you any value and not going to actually help you achieve anything. Now, we're going to talk about module 2 of training. Now, in this instance when I was with the group, we ended up going through anatomy of the back and execution of the back, and can't really go through that in terms of a podcast because you can't see the actions. However, what I'm going to do for you is tell you a couple of reasons why you need to be focusing when you're looking at execution and technique, but when you are performing any back exercise, you need to be looking at one thing. And one thing that's really going to make a difference for you, and that thing is distance. So many people, when they're doing training in general, they focus on distance. They focus on how far can the dumbbell move? How far can the barbell move? How far can I get this piece of equipment away from me and the muscle that I'm trying to work? Because we have this kind of, we have this thought process that the further this thing moves away from us, the harder it's going to become. And that's not true. Okay, now, again, we can then look at it as the point of insertion, the further away the point of insertion comes from where it attaches, which is the origin, with it, which is the point at where it attaches but doesn't move, and the insertion is the part where it attaches to the bone but moves. The further that comes away from the further the insertion point comes away from the origin, the more lengthened it is, the more it comes closer into the origin points. And again, there can be many different origin points. The further that it comes into it, the shorter it becomes. And when it's in its mid-range, it's in its mid-range. Okay, so there's different ranges of an exercise. However, when we talk about distance, just because, say, the dumbbell moves further, doesn't necessarily mean that it is affecting the muscle that we should. So when we went through anatomy of the back, okay, and execution of the back, one of the main things that we looked at, and we've looked at all the time, is distance. Just because you cover more distance doesn't necessarily mean that you're doing or giving the muscle the right stimulus that it needs to actually do anything. And what I mean by that is, just because, let's take a row for example, just because your elbow and your arm comes further back doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be getting any recruitment of, let's say, your lat. Okay, if your elbow travels so far back and you end up internally rotating through your shoulder, and say if you do this now and try and pull your elbow back and see your shoulder ends up instead pointing forward, that will possibly mean you're not going to be getting much lat recruitment, okay? And you might end up getting more rear delt recruitment, or you might then end up putting the load through the delts altogether, okay? And that's where the problem is. Yes, you covered more distance, but you actually haven't affected the muscle that should be doing the job. And in that sense, it's pointless. We need to be more aware of what muscles are doing and how they work, instead of just going, well, it moves from A to B, no? Okay? Instead of that, we need to kind of go, okay, this is where it attaches, this is where it inserts, this is where it originates. We've got to meet point A to what we need to meet insertion to origin, I mean. Okay? And as soon as we can grasp that concept, we can understand, oh, well, I don't actually have to move it that far. It doesn't have to go to this point and this distance. It actually has to only do this about a distance. And then we might look at it and go, well, okay, we know that we've hit X, but we now need to do this other range. And that's when we can start getting a little bit more creative with our programming. Now, don't get me wrong. In terms of expenditure, in terms of how much muscle can we use in terms of stuff. A lot of the time, your mid-range movements are going to be the ones where we expend more energy, because that's normally where the bigger movements occur. That's where they normally do a lot of work, and that's where we can normally use the most amount of load. We can then start looking and understanding that load is not the only dictator that we need to be going by, especially when we first start off. Okay, now over time, do we want to increase the amount of load that we are using? Yes, because the body adapts, we need to provide it with a new stress, we need to provide it with a new stimulus to force adaptation. However, just simply always adding load on isn't always, it's not going to happen. You're going to end up getting frustrated if you only think that. But also at the same time, we don't want it at the sacrifice of technique. And if that means that you add more load to sacrifice technique, which means you come further down because you're trying to bounce it, or you're trying to get to a position where it's stronger, just so you can shift the load and look at your mates and go, hey, look at me, I'm Billy Big Balls over here. Okay, it's pointless because you're not getting much out of it. So this is module two. That's module two. Distance. Stop focusing on distance and start focusing on what that muscle is actually meant to be doing. Okay, the focus should be on muscles, not distance and movement. Okay, it should be focused on, okay, this is what this muscle is meant to be doing. This is what is involved with that muscle. And this is the different functions. We haven't spoke about functions. And then we go from there. Instead of just focusing on, you know, how far can I get this to go? How far can this muscle be taken? And as soon as we get away from that, we can start to understand that there's a lot more to it. So as soon as we focus on distance, the main thing we need to know is distance doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be getting more recruitment. It could actually mean you're recruiting other muscle tissue or other muscles, okay, to actually do that job, and the muscle that you thought you were working isn't actually doing the work anymore. And the load and the tension that that muscle was creating and was maintaining is now dispersed and actually being pushed to another muscle, and then you get annoyed with your results. You end up maybe getting tightness in certain muscles because you're now underworking one muscle group and overworking another, and you don't realize why. You need to take this into account. You need to understand that distance doesn't mean it's better. It just simply means that something else could be going on and other muscle groups are actually taking over, and the muscle that you should be working isn't actually doing its job. So that's module two of training. That's important, very, very important, especially if you want to decrease the likelihood of injury. Definitely if you want to improve your body shape, because improving your body shape, part of that equation is increasing muscle tissue. And it can also effectively help you drop body fat, because if you can get a muscle that was technically not doing its job very well and now it does its job better, you're actually going to increase the amount of recruitment that you have there, ultimately increasing expenditure because more muscle tissue is now being used, which drives up more energy that now needs to be created to allow that to happen. And it will possibly help out with bigger movements because you can now actually increase a load of different muscles to actually what they're meant to be doing in their job. So that's what we're talking about. Distance doesn't necessarily mean it's better. You need to focus on the muscle that you are actually trying to work. So it's module two. I hope you enjoyed it. If you've got any questions, just drop them either, and also put a review. It helps out the podcast, and it's really gonna kind of allow this to get around to more people so we can help more people. But if you've got any questions, head over to Instagram, go to @health_hitters, or go to Facebook and just Health Hitters, and I will answer any questions you have. Take it easy, guys and girls. Peace.